The Gemara on Daf Ein Hey and Beis in the middle starts with Vim Hayu Shel Yechidim by the two dots, talking about that the Mishnah says if there's a Rishus HaYachid, there's a Rishus, one Rishus within another Rishus, and the only way that the inner Rishus can get out to the Rishus HaRabim is through the outer Rishus. So before we discuss that if the inner Rishus is mutter without an Erev, then they don't aser the outside Rishus. But if they themselves are aser, if they need an Erev and they didn't make an Erev, then they automatically make the outer Rishus aser as well. Now, the last case of the Mishnah was that if the inside and the outside Chatzar, each one of them is only a single individual, which of course by definition means that each one doesn't have to make their own independent Erev, therefore the inside guys don't make the outside, even though he goes through the outside chatzar to get to the Rishus Rabim, he doesn't make the outside chatzar asur. So Amar Rav Yosef, Tani Rebbe, Hayu Gimel, Asurin. So Rav Yosef said that Rebbe taught us that if there were three people all together, then they are asur. Now the point over here is that it doesn't matter which combination of three. In other words, it doesn't matter whether the two people are on the inside and one on the outside, or vice versa, one person on the inside and two people on the outside. Now clearly if two people are on the inside and they didn't make an Erev, they make the outside usher. The chiddush over here is that even if the two are on the outside, which really shouldn't be a problem at all, however, we're geyser because people will confuse that with two people on the inside. Now, the problem here is that Rav Yosef quotes this in the name of Rebbe. So Amalei Rav Bibi, Lo Tzitzisu Le, Rav Bibi said, don't listen to him. I know I'm reason Ile, because I was the one who taught it to Rav Yosef. U'mishmeitu Rav Ada Bar Ahava, and I said in the name of Rav Ada Bar Ahava, I'm reason. That's how I said it in Hilah to him. And I said that the problem was because then I called them that there's a multiple people using the outside chatzar, so they need an Erev, and that's why it's also. So I'm Rav Yosef, Mari Avram. So he said, so this is a Lashon Shvua, Rabim b'Rebbe Ichlifli. I confused the word Rebbe, the Rabim, with the word Rebbe. Rav Yosef was sick and forgot his learning, and therefore when he wasn't cognizant of his learning, he thought that this was quoted in the name of Rebbe instead of the word, confused with the word Rabim. But then he realized that no, it was never stated in the name of Rebbe. Really, all he was trying to say is that there's a Rabim, there's a group of people over here, and that's going to be Aser. So, but the point is that Rishita says it doesn't matter whether two people are on the inside or two people are on the outside. Either way, that's enough to make the outside Chatzar Aser, unless of course they have an Erev. Shmuel says, no, it doesn't matter if the outside chatzar has more people. Until you have, the problem has to start with the inside chatzar, that if there's two people on the inside and they didn't make an Erev, then it's regular aseres, aser shalai b'mekaymoy. That if they don't have their own Erev, they're going to aser the other rishos that they walk through. So therefore he says like this. He says, it's going to be mutter until you have two people on the inside chatzar and one person on the outside chatzar. That's going to be a problem. So Rav Elazar then adds and says that a guy also, if you have a guy living on the inside chatzar, that's also no different than a rabbin, and it's going to create an iser on the outside person. And this is talking about where the outside person that is talking, it has to be at least two, even has to be two people on the outside. So Maishna Yisrael Deloy Aser, how come when one Yisrael lives on the inside it doesn't make it Aser? Demand Yada Yada, because if you know it's only one person, you know there's no Iser. Demand Deloy Yada, and if somebody doesn't know it's only one person, Savar Yiruve Iriv. They'll figure, okay, they're using it Behetta because they probably made an Erev. So Nachri Nami, but just because there's a guy living on the inside, you can make the same Cheshbon. I mean, the Yada Yada, so those people who know that it's a guy and it's not Aser, Deloy Yada, Savar Yiguri Agir. And if they didn't know that it's mutter because it's a guy, they'll figure, okay, he must have rented it. So Gemara says, you can't think that, because Stam Nachri Isa, the Ogur, if he were to have rented out his space and allowed the Yid to rent the space, Nifapoy, there would be a noise about that, and people would know about it. So since you know that he didn't rent, and you may confuse it and say, oh, I guess then a guy doesn't need to rent, and it's mutter even without rental. But the real reason is that it's mutter because it's only one person and it's not in the same rishos, so that's why it's not really usher. In any event, that's why Rebbe Lozer goes ahead and says that by a guy, there is no heter until you do the proper rental. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Asara Batam Zelvath Nim Lizeh. Let's say you have 10 houses in a row, that each one of them goes through the house in front of it in order to get out to the chasron. They have no other way to get out other than through the house in front of it. And there's 10 houses lined up like this, and eventually house number 10 walks through number 9, 9 through 8, and so on and so forth, until you get to house number 1, and house number 1 walks out into the chasr. So Asara Batim, Zelef Nimizeh, Pnimi, Naisen Esei Ruvai, only the most innermost guy, number 10, has to put the air, contribute to the air for the chasr. Vadaya, and that's enough. Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Chitzoin, Rabbi Yochanan says even the outside one. The Gemara thinks the outside one over here means house number 1, the one that's on the edge of the chasr. So the Gemara says, Chitzoin Beisharu. So now the Gemara introduces this concept of the Beishar. It says the outside, the house number one, the one all the way towards the outside, meaning close to the chaser, is a thoroughfare. That's all it is. It's a Beishar. It's a shar. It's a gateway to the other houses. And as we're going to see in a minute, when you're a Beishar, you don't need to have, you don't need to contribute to the area because you're just a passageway. So if, in any event, the Gemara's question is, why do you say the Chitzoin, the outside guy, the one who's on the edge of the chaser has to contribute, he's only a beishar. So the Gemara says, what we never meant, that what we meant is chitzan shel pnimi. We meant the outside of the inside, meaning house, in our example, house number 9. So what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that you need to contribute both the house number 10 and house number 9 have to contribute. So now the Gemara says, b'maika miflagi. So the Gemara says, b'maika miflagi, what's the machlokes about whether it's house number 9 and 10 or just house number 10? The Gemara says, "Mar Savar Beishar Di Yochid Shmei Beishar, Mar Savar Lo Shmei Beishar." The Machlokes is whether or not the house number 9, which really only helps, only services the last house, whether that by definition is considered a Beishar. Do you need a Beishar because it's a thoroughfare because multiple people use it, or do we say that even one person uses that entranceway to get to his house, that by definition makes it into a Beishar as well? And that's the Machlokes whether number 9, house number 9, is considered a Beishar. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Barabu, Amar Rav. Rav Nachman says, the name of Rav, Beis Chatzeres, V'gimel Batim Beinem. Now you have a case where, now this is going to go according to the Man Yama, that one house is enough for a Beishar. But the case is structured as follows. You have two Chatzeres, one all the way to the right and one all the way to the left, and in between the two Chatzeres you have three houses. Now, each one of those houses opens up to the house next to it, so that theoretically there's a passageway from one chaser all the way through to the chaser on the other side through the houses. So now the question is, which one of those houses is obligated to contribute to the Erev at all? And the Gemara is going to say none. So what happens is, then the other house, in order for a chaser, of course, by definition you need two houses, so you have the three houses in the middle, plus you have on the edge of the chaser you have another house. So when that person goes to contribute their Erev, he goes through the middle houses, through, and he leaves his Erev in the middle one of the three houses in the middle. So he goes through the house that's connected to his chotzer and he puts the Erev in the middle house, and the person on the other chotzer also can go through the house that's next to his chotzer and again leave his Erev with the house in the middle. Why doesn't anybody else have to contribute? So then Nasa Beishar Lazeh, because each one of the houses that open up to the Chotzer becomes a Beishar to the middle house, because the middle house has to go through them, through the house attached to the Chotzer, in order to be able to get to this Chotzer. So now it becomes a Beishar. But then Nasa Beishar Lazeh. And the one on the other side also becomes a Beishar for the house to the other Chotzer. And Soi, and the middle house doesn't have to contribute. Why? Because Havelei Beis Bayashem and Ichen Bay Eiriv, he becomes the house that they put the Erev, that they place the Erev in. And as we learned earlier in the Masechta, that when you have the house that collects the Erev, that holds the Erev for everybody, doesn't have to contribute anyway, because that house is, by definition, if the Erev is in his house, of course he's part of the Erev. So none of the three houses are going to have to contribute to the Erev. Rechava now asked the Rabbanan a trick question. Till now we were talking about three houses in the middle. He asked, what about Beis Chateres or Beis Batim Beinem? What if again you have the same structure, two Chateres on either side, and you only have two houses in between them? And once again, is going to pass through his house to go to the house to his side to leave this Erev. The one on the left goes through his house to, and leaves the Erev on the one on the right. And the one on the right now goes through the house next to him and leaves his Erev with the one on the left. So Kano Eruv Aloy, do we say that that works to be kind of an Erev or not? In other words, Mimashvilahu Lagabi Dahai Bayas Lagabi Dahai Beishar, do we say for purposes of leaving the Erev it's considered a house, but for purposes of contributing it's considered a Beishar, so he doesn't have to contribute? Ulagabi Dahai Bayas Beishar Ulagabi Dahai Bayas. And once again, the other way around, the other one also, for purposes of contributing, he'll be a Beishar, so he doesn't have a contributor, but for purposes of holding the Erev for the sake of the other Chatzar, he'll be considered a house. So can a house have that dual, so to speak, dual citizenship, where it's considered a house for purposes of holding on to the Erev, and considered a Beishar for purposes of not requiring his contribution? So Amalo, Shneim Loikanu Erev. Both of them, neither of them, are kind of the Erev. Marav Shach, because it doesn't work. E Beishar, Mashvis Lei, if you're going to consider it a Beishar, because the Chatzar has to walk through that house in order to get to the house on the other side. So the halach is, Hanoisen Eseruva Beishar. The general rule is that if you leave an Erev in a Beishar, which is not really a house, just a pass through, or Achsadra is a hallway, or Mepesis is a porch, an Erev, that's not a good Erev, because it's not bad from a house. E bias mashvile, and if you want to consider it a house, komatata lebias blay ma'arvle. Now the problem is that you're carrying through a house that's not part of the part of the chatzar. In fact, it interrupts. You're including a house that interferes or interrupts between the chatzar and the house that you're leaving the eruv. So therefore, your eruv is not in the proper place at all. Umayishno midirava. So why is this different than rava? So what the Gemara is saying is that you can't have a house that operates as with two functions at the same time, to be considered a beishar for contributing purposes and considered a bias for holding on to the Erev. You can't have it both ways at the same time. So if so, why is this different than Rabba's halacha? Amar Rabba, Amar Leila Shnayim. They said to two people, say the Erev Aleinu, go make an Erev for us. Lechad Erev Alav Mivoy Joim. For one of them, he made the Erev while it was still daytime. The Erev Alav Ben Hashmashas. But the problem is that during Ben Hashmashas, the Erev got destroyed. And now Zeb Seir Velov Mibay Joim. Excuse me, Vela Echad Irev Alav Ben Ashmoshes. And the second person put down his Erev during Ben Ashmoshes, or for the sake of the second person, he put down the Erev during Ben Ashmoshes. Zeb Seir Velov Mibay Joim. The one who put down the Erev while it was still playtime, Nechal Erev by Ben Ashmoshes, his Erev was eaten during Ben Ashmoshes. Zeb Seir Velov Ben Ashmoshes. And the one that first only put down the Erev during Ben Ashmoshes in the first time. First point, Nechal Eruv Mitzvah, he lasted into the night. So now, Shneim Kanu Erev, both of them are an Erev. Now this is a problem, because Maman of Shach, we need to know, is Ben Ashmash is considered daytime or nighttime. In order for the first Erev to work, it has to be considered nighttime. In order for the second Erev to work, it has to be considered daytime. So how does Ben Ashmash function as both daytime and nighttime at the same time? So, and Rava says that it works, because we do attribute the daytime and the nighttime to the proper place. So what's the difference? The Gemara says, "Sachi Yashda, how could you compare? Hasam Safik Yamal Masafik Laila. Ben Ashmashas is a Metzias, whether it's a Safik Yam Safik Laila. So therefore, we can attribute it to both. When Minkara Milsa, you can't really tell. It's not really obvious that you're using it as daytime and nighttime at the same time. Aval Hacha, but over here where the Erev is actually placed there, Ida Lagabe High Bias. If you're considering it a house, Lagabe the High Bias, then it has to be considered a house for both houses' purposes." Ilagabi the high beishar, and if you consider it a beishar so that you don't have to contribute, lagabi the high nami beishar, then you have to contribute it. Then you have to consider it a house or beishar rather, for the sake of the other house as well. So you can't have it functioning as both a house and a beishar at the same time. Hajan alach hador. So we finish parak hador. Now we start the next parak. We start parak haloin. This is in the middle of daf ayin vavam rav. Haloin shebein beis chatzeros. Dalet al dalet. Let's say you have a window. Of course, we all know that if you have a doorway, as we're going to discuss more at length, if you have a doorway between two chatzeres, they could always join up together if they want to. But now, instead of a door, you have a window. Chaloyin shaben beis chatzeres. You have a window between two courtyards. Dalet al dalet. And the size of the window is a full 4x4. The soich hasara, and the bottom of the window is within 10 tfachim off the ground. Ma'arvin shnayim. In that case, they could, if they want to, they could still consider it separate because the window is just a possibility. But if they want, they can join up together and make one Erev. Pachas midalet al dalet. If the window is less than a 4x4, or even the bottom of the window is above 10 tefachim off the ground, then they can only make an Erev separately, and they can't make the Erev together.
That's the Mishnah. So lema tanan stomach Reb Shimon Gamliel. So if so, our Mishnah comes out like Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Omar kol pachas b'dalad kol abadami, because the reason why the Mishnah has to be the window has to be a minimum of dalad al dalad is because less than dalad al dalad is like lava, it gets closed up. So we see that our Mishnah is like Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara says afilu tamek rabbanon. Even the rabbanon would agree that a window has to be dalad al dalad. Ad kam like polik rabbanon alay the Reb Shimon Gamliel. When did the rabbanon argue about lavud? El inyan lavudit. It's only whether you count it as lavud whether it's continuation. Avalinyan pischa, but when you're starting to calculate whether something is considered an opening, afilu the rabbanon may do. That even the Rabbana will agree, the yikah dalad al dalad chashiv, that if it's 4x4, it's considered an opening, the yiloi loy chashiv, but if it doesn't have dalad al dalad, it's not considered chashiv enough to be considered an opening. So, in other words, the Gemara is saying that there's no comparison between the halachas of lovud, which is a continuation of letting something continue to meet something on the other side, versus whether we consider something a pesach, an opening. Next, Gemara says, pachim dalad has to be dalad also less than within 10 tvachim, pshita. So it's pashit. Even the Omer Dalad al Dalad b'Soichasar. Since we said before that it's 4x4 within 10, Ramela ano Yadan at the Bachas Midalid, that if it's less than 4 Lamalamesar and above 10, well, of course it's not going to be a good opening. So the Gemara answers, how come Ashmalon time at the Kul Lamalamesar? The reason that it's a problem here is because it's above 10 Tefachim. That's really the problem. But what we take out of this is Abba Miktos b'Soichasar. If you have even just a little bit of it is within 10 Tefachim, Ma'arvin Shnayim b'Mrotzim Ma'arvin Echad. Already, that's enough to join them. If they want, they can join together. So that the Mishnah says the flip side, just so that you realize that any part of it within 10 is going to be good enough to make an Eir together. Tanina lahadatan rabban. We learned in the Brayis that which the rabbanon taught us. Kulu l'malam yasara. If the window is above 10 tefachim, excessive b'sayich hasara, and just a drop of it is within 10 tefachim, kulu b'sayich hasara, or even if all of it is within 10 tefachim, excessive the malam yasar, and even just a drop of it is above 10 tefachim off the ground, ma'avin shnayim ve'imrotz ma'avin echad, they have the option again because it's just a window to either make two eruvim separately, but if they want, they could be ma'ared together. So the Gemara again asked the obvious, hashta kulu l'malam yasar tefachim, excessive b'sayich hasara. Once we said that all you need is a drop within 10, amrits ma'avin shnayim ve'imrotz ma'avin echad, that's enough to, if they want, they can make an eruv together. So kulu b'sayich hasara, excessive b'malam yasar mibay. So if all of it is primarily within 10 tefachim and just a drop is above 10 tefachim, of course they should be able to make an eruv together. So the Gemara says, you're right. Zuvein sarach lemer zukatana, you're right. Once we said the case that just that any part of it is within 10, we don't really have to say. We go ahead and say it anyway. We say the obvious that if most of it is within 10 tefachim, it's also good enough to make an eruv together. So now the Gemara says it's a cheshbon that's very difficult to understand. Amar Rabbi Yochanan chaloin agul. If you have a window that's round, now we say dalad al dalad is dafka that has to have 4x4. So the question is, if you have a round window, how do you get an area of dalad al dalad and to make sure that part of that dalad al dalad is within 10 tefachim off the ground? So how do you do that? First of all, in order to fit a dalad of a dalad in, the Gemara's cheshbon is, at least the Gemara thinks, that you have to have 24 a circumference of 24 tefachim around. It's esrim v'arba tefachim. And now, that takes care of fitting dalad al dalad inside that circle. But you also need the shnayim umashu mehen b'tzaych hasara. And you need two and a little bit of the circle to be within 10 tefachim off the ground. And the point is so that you know that by the time, if you have two tefachim of the circle within 10 tefachim off the ground, you know that you can squeeze the 4x4 window. If you had to put a window in that area, a 4x4 would also be within 10 tefachim off the ground. She'im yarvinu, because if you'll square it off, nimsa mashu b'seich hasara, you'll see that part of the dalad al dalad is within 10 tefachim off the ground. Now, it's machlokes Rashi, and Tosfos Rashi says two and partial that we're talking about is two partial of the circumference. Tosfos says that it means literally that the 4x4 area it has to be within that a straight up and down horizontal. Excuse me, vertical position of the circle has to be at least two and a drop of the tefachim vertically down within 10 tefachim in order to be able to lay the foundation of the dalad al dalad, the window, the square window, within 10 tefachim off the ground. In any event, the Gemara now is going to try to figure out this cheshbon of why you need 24 tefachim, because mathematically it doesn't really work. Okay, but the Gemara says like this. We learned earlier on Daf Yud Gimel that a radius, the circle, the circumference of a circle is a ratio of 3 to 1 compared to the diameter. So one tefach adds equals three tefachim across. So if we have a 4x4, so the Gemara is assuming that means that you have a diameter of four tefachim across in the circle. So tefach, so then betreser shagish, you really only need 12, because 3 times 4 is 12. So the Gemara says, but again, that math doesn't work either. So hani mide ve gulo. That's only talking about when you have a circle, that the circle is at its widest point is if it's one tefach across or four tefachim across, but only with 12 would be enough. Avol b'rivua, but when you're dealing with a square, that you need the entire square to fit within the circle. Be'in and say you need more. All right, so how much more? Michti, let's see. How much is a square really larger than a circle in general? Rivi, it's a quarter more. So add a quarter to 12. A quarter more is another 4. So you get a quarter of 12 is 3. Add another 4. So you have v'shitzer sagi. It's 16 is going to be enough. So once again, we're back to the question of what do you need 24 tefachim around circumference? 16 should really be enough. So the Gemara says, "Hani mili yigula denafik migoy revua." That's only if the circle is within the square, then 16 is going to be enough. Avu revua denafik migoy gula. But if you have a square that is inside of a circle, be'inan tfei, you need more than 16. My taima, mishum morsha the karnasa, because you have the corners curve in a little bit. So you have to, in order to get 4x4, you're not getting 4 tefachim across in its widest point. You have to get 4 tefachim across, and then the middle of the circle is going to be much wider than that. Okay, how much wider? Michti, let us figure it out. Kol amsa b'rivua amsa b'trei chumsha. Anytime you have a square, the hypotenuse of that square is going to equal an amma and 2/5. Balachsoina in the hypotenuse. So if so, let's do the math. So if you have a 4x4, that means the diameter is going to be 5 2/3. Multiply that times 3. B'shivzar is really 17. Echi chumshu sagia. So then 17 minus a fifth, which is basically 16 and 4/5, it should be enough. That's how big the circumference has to be in order to get a circle around a square of 4x4. Now that actually mathematically is correct. However, the Gemara then, I think, makes the mistake here of trying to calculate the area of the circle and the square instead of calculating the circumference of the square. So the Gemara then continues and says, according to one pshat, Sugma Chlekes, Achrayin, to explain this Gemara, whether or not it was actually a mistake or they were miscalculating. In any event, the Gra does have a pshat that makes this math work. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ki Dainu de Keser, Rabbi Yochanan was really saying, according to the Dainam of Keser, Amri Lo, Ki Rabbanu de Keser, like the Rabbanu of Keser, Da Amri Yigulu Migoy Revua Revia. He says that a circle within a square is a Revia bigger. Is a quarter bigger. Revua migoy gula palga. When you have a square within a circle, then it's a half size bigger. So, in other words, they do the math. Instead of doing what we just said, that the diameter would be 5 2/3, they double it. They say the diameter is 8. So then, of course, if you have a diameter of 8, and you multiply that times 3, so 3 times 8 is 24. So that's how it's going to work. But again, it's not necessary to, the hypotenuse of a square is not going to be double. So that's why the math doesn't really work. However, if the numbers are correct, if it is 8 across, then yes, the circle would have to be 24. The Gemara then continues, Tfachim midalat adalat, if it's less than 4 tfachim, then you just need, then it's not considered a window and you can't be in, make an Erev together. So Amar Rav Nachman, Lo yishanu elach haloin sheben beis chatzeris. That's only talking about because the window is between two chatzeris. It's between a chatzar on either side. But if, let's say, the windows was between two houses, even if it was above 10, nami, you'd still be allowed to make an Erev together. If they want, they can make an Erev together. My taima, basic mandamali dummy, because we view a house as if it's all enclosed, it's all stuffed up, so there is no height issues in a house. It's only in a chatzar where it's an open area that the window literally has to be within 10 tefachim. Okay, so now we said a big chiddush that a house is considered filled up. Esei. Rabbi Rav Nachman. So now Rabbi asked Rav Nachman a question. Echeli chaloin. It says in the Mishnah later. Echeli chaloin sheben beis chateres. Whether the window is between two chateres. Echeli chaloin sheben beis batim. Whether it's between two houses. Echeli chaloin sheben beis aliyas. Or whether it's in two attics. Echeli chaloin sheben beis gagan. Or two roofs above each one of the houses. Echeli chaloin sheben beis chadarim. Or it's two rooms within a house. Kulan dalet al dalet. In each case, l'chayra, referring to each case, you need 4x4 windows. And they all have to be within 10 tefachim. So we just said that when you're in a house, it doesn't have to be within 10 tefachim off the ground. So Tirgum of the Gemara explains this, achat seirois. This is just the case of chatzeirois needs that it should be within 10 tefachim. So the Gemara says, v'ha'echad likatani, it says this one and this one and this one, so the chari, they should all have the same halacha. The Gemara answers, Tirgum, what's the same about them? Adalid al-dalid. That the 4x4 is true in each case. In each case, whether you're talking about a roof or a house or an attic, in each case, you need that the window to connect the two has to be a 4x4. However, in terms of the height restrictions, the height of 10 tefachim off the ground is only applicable to the chatur. But a house is filled up. So, now that we establish that a house is filled up, the Gemara now asks, Poyimine Rav Abba, Mei Rav Nachman, Lu HaPasuach Min HaBayis. Let's say you have an opening in the attic, a window that's open from the attic to the house. La'ile La'aliyah. So it's open, HaPasuach Min HaBayis La'aliyah. So now you want to be able to, you put a ladder there to attach the two. Does the ladder have to be permanent there or not in order for them to be considered connected to make an Eruv? So do we say that we consider the house all filled up and it doesn't matter how high the window is? That's Hanimilim and Atzadis, only talking about when the window is on the wall. But when it's on the ceiling, it's right in the middle of the ceiling, so maybe over there it's not good enough, it's too high. Or maybe even by a window in the ceiling, that's also fine because the house is filled up and there is no height issue. So therefore you don't need a ladder to be there at all times. It should be always mutter. He says, no, you don't need a ladder to be there all the time because in the house it's considered filled in, there is no height issue. So we understood that to mean initially that you don't need a ladder to be there at all times. Kavua, that's what's not needed. But you at least need a ladder there sometimes, that when you want to make the connection, they should be able to connect. So the ladder does have to be there sometimes in order to be making Erev together. So Itmar, but we learned Amar of Yosef, Amar Yumi, Amar of Nachman, Echad Tzulam Kavua, Echad Tzulam Arai. Doesn't matter whether the ladder is there sometimes or the ladder is there or there all the time. And if you don't need it at all, once we conceptually consider the houses connected and the height of the window doesn't make a difference, you don't need a ladder to connect it. Now this is going to be important for the Gemara later, but for now we have to. The ladder is not necessary because they're within a house and they're one aliyah on top of the other. So that's why it doesn't matter that there's a ladder there. And we'll see later that sometimes that we do need a ladder to be there in order to make a connection. We'll stop over here and we'll pick up with the Mishnah next time.